Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday. Got about lost today. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about the immeasurably more gratitude that God wants us to live with as we recognize the value that He has placed upon us as His children. And the great influence that He has brought to our life through the sacrifice of Jesus as He makes a way for us to be right with Him. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about being thankful for what God has done. And throughout the week we've looked at different aspects and we'll continue to look at different aspects of this gratitude and the thankfulness that we ought to live with. And the way we give, the way we sing. And today in Psalm 105, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done." Our life of gratitude towards God ought to bear witness and testimony to the great work that He has done in our life. The psalmist writes, and he instructs all of us to give thanks to God. And in the midst of that giving thanks, we proclaim to the nations, we proclaim to the world, we proclaim to our co-workers, our fellow students, our neighbors, our family members, the greatness of the mighty works of God. This aspect of gratitude amplifies the presence of God in our life so that it's more visible. There's a big difference between someone who is going to work every day just to make ends meet, hates their job, but needs the money, and a person that goes to work every day and loves their job. Still needs the money, but the attitude is different. And the attitude that is carried with them into their neighborhood, into their homes, into their workplace, into their recreation, is vastly different. And it may even be two employees in the same company. And yet the reputation of the company that's spread by each is greatly different. And a key factor in that is the level of gratitude or lack thereof. The same's true within churches, within relationship with God and with one another. There are times where a person will talk about a specific church and so that's the greatest church they've ever been in. It's so welcoming and warm and inviting. And they're just so thankful that they're a part of it. Another person from the exact same church will say, it's frustrating. I don't like it. It's cold. It's not welcoming at all. And you wonder what could happen that the report could be so vastly different. And I believe at the heart of it is a piece of the puzzle that's gratitude. And when we recognize the mighty works of God in our life, well, it diminishes the way we judge others. And we become thankful for what we do have rather than focusing on what we don't have. When we recognize the greatness of God's gift to us, all other things that we believe are lacking become, well, less valuable, less important, less necessary. It's this element of gratitude to God for what He has done that causes us to step back and consider where we would be without Him. And rather than think solely on where we would be on our own, because sometimes we overestimate that, sometimes we underestimate that. But it focuses on self rather than on God. And so when we evaluate where we would be without God, it gives us much to be thankful for. The old hymn says to count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. As we count our blessings, as we notice what He has done in our life, our gratitude begins to be spread among all those that we encounter. And we have the opportunity to speak well of God when we speak well of one another. When we're thankful for the church body that we are a part of, when we're thankful for the people that are a part of it, when we're thankful for what God has done in bringing us together. This element of gratitude says, I trust God to give what's best and what's right. How many times do we see children receive a gift from a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or somebody that doesn't know them real well, and the gift isn't really what they wanted. And sometimes what you experience, what you are able to notice is, well, something less than gratitude. But other times there's a recognition of the sacrifice, of the effort put into it, whether it's what you really wanted or not. And there's a genuine gratitude that somebody thought enough to give something. And with God, so many times the gifts that we receive from Him aren't necessarily what we wanted. They're not necessarily what we asked for, because, well, we don't know what's best like He does. And our human reaction many times is to grumble and complain because it's not what we wanted. And yet as we live by God's Spirit, as we allow God's Spirit to lead our attitude and to bring us to a point of gratitude, we learn to become thankful. A thankfulness that flows out of faith. Because even when we don't see it, we trust that God's doing what's best. And even when what we receive from His hand is not what we ask for, we trust that He knows it's what we need. And this element of gratitude helps us to begin to look for the purpose, for the good, for the way that God's gifting in our life meets the needs, not only of ourselves. Sometimes we get focused too much on that and we lose sight that many of His gifts in our life are so that He can use us to meet the needs of someone else. And so we live with this incredible gratitude for what God has done, and it really does begin with the work of Jesus on the cross. He loved us enough to give us what we need, even though it cost Him. And to pay the penalty for our sin, to make it possible that we can be declared righteous, not by our own works, but by the righteousness of Christ that we clothe ourselves with. And so we pursue life and we live life with an element of gratitude that is thankful to God and proclaims to the people around us the goodness of God. We have that choice every day. Do I grumble about my circumstances, or am I thankful for what God is doing, for what He has done, for what He will do? And when we give ourselves through our actions the reputation of a grumbler, our witness is, well, rather diminished. But through our choices and our actions and our decisions, we gain the reputation of someone who is grateful. People want to know why. And we have the opportunity then to make known the mighty works of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It gives us all that we need in order to accomplish the tasks that you want us to do. Father, forgive us for those times that we grumble when we don't think we have what we need to do what we want. And instead of considering what you want, we grumble. We complain and we lack gratitude. And so, Father, help us today to be thankful for what you have done, for what you are doing, for what you will do, because we learn more and more to trust you that your work is the best. Your work in our life, your work in the lives of the church that we attend, your work in the lives of the people around us. It's being done by your plan, not ours, and sometimes that frustrates us, and we need to learn to trust your plan, to gaze deeply into your word, to have a greater understanding of your plan, to live more obediently, that we would honor you. God, may our gratitude today help make you known to the people around us. May that spirit of thankfulness that your spirit fills us with become a contagious thing. And may it serve to diminish the grumbling that comes out of our life. And may that attitude that gives thanks to you be one that declares your goodness, your provision, your love, your forgiveness. Father, as we live life today, as we have opportunity to interact with others, may we make you known among the nations, among our coworkers, among our neighbors, among our fellow students, among the people that we know and the people that we don't know. Father, may this element of gratitude, of thankfulness for what you have done, be part of that reason that people ask about the hope that lies within us. God, today, help us to be thankful for Jesus in such a way that we lift him up in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.